Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
I have a list of what people say are the hobbies that attract the most pretentious people. I don't know that I agree with it, per se.
Where's book club on that?
Wow, Kelly, you are just beaten down today.
Sorry, I can read.
It's number 8. It literally is.
Is it really on there?
Yeah.
What?
Because book people are always the same ones who are like, I barely watch TV. No, you don't do that. You're not one of those judgy book people who's like, we don't even have a TV in our house.
We got the cord years ago.
Yeah. I do have a TV, but it's generally set on the fireplace setting so I can set the mood while I read.
Oh, that's so pretentious.
Yeah. I know, I love it.
And the other problem it says with people who are reading hobbyists is they can't stop telling you how much they read.
I do have a whole webpage dedicated to that at freebeerandhotwings.com. Mm-hmm. If you just want to search Kelly's book club, you'll see all 55 books I've read this year. 55, friends. I've read 55 books. Anybody want to ask how many books I've read?
No. Did you notice no one said, what are they?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you.
I know.
Every single one by one.
Did you read any funny ones?
I've read a couple funny books.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your funny to genocide ratio?
A lot more sad ones.
Yeah, right.
A lot more murder books. But I did just read a book about lesbian vampires. It was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Is that one funny or dramatic or titillating?
A little bit of both. Yeah, a little bit of both.
How do you really think book club attracts pretentious people?
Yes.
I thought maybe that was to wind you up.
I do think that people that are like really into books often can't stop telling you about how many books they've read.
And then there's people
who call
themselves book snobs because they don't believe audiobooks are reading, or they only read hard copy books. Like they don't like paperback.
That is pretentious.
That is pretentious to me. Now, I do prefer, if I can buy one or the other or
buy the hard copy,
check one
hard
out, copy. I'm going to do the hard copy just because.
Me too.
Well, they sit better on a bookshelf.
Yeah, and I'm an aggressive page turner, and it really bothers me when my pages are like flipping up. So that's pretentious,
yes.
I guess, in its own way. But yeah, there are people who also only read certain authors or certain writing styles, and they are very opinionated about it.
That makes sense. Stevie in Green Bay listening on the Razor 94.7, 104.7. Hi, Stevie. What is a pretentious hobby?
It's not the quantity of pretentiousness. It's the quality. Okay. These are actually a very minute minority, statistically insignificant, but they do exist.
Okay. Within which hobby?
Toy collectors. I know guys who will make you sign an NDA before you can look at their collection.
What, so you can't tell anyone about the G.I. Joe they have?
That is exactly correct.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
A lot of these high-end stuff, prototypes, rare international variants and stuff with known populations in the single digit.
Are they worried about being a theft target?
That's part of it. They also don't want people to know these things exist because then that makes it harder for them to acquire more.
But what's the fun in having it? Like, for me, I think that the joy in that would be collecting it to be able to show people, like look at this cool collection.
It's a small amount, but they do this. Most guys won't do that.
What in particular are you collecting? Is it like action figures or?
It's actually G.I. Joes.
Yeah, I would much rather collect something that I could get some kind of joy out of, or at least display.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see where you're getting at that. I mean, there's a whole section of like car people that are like that.
Yes.
Usually it's the people that are dealing with really high-end.
Yes.
Crazy
Stevie,
stuff
thank
that I'll
you.
Never see, but the people that buy those things and then squirrel them away in a warehouse somewhere and never even look at them.
Don't drive them. Don't change anything on them. It has to be factory numbers matching.
But they just have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
All right, Steve in Green Bay this time. Hi, Steve.
I've actually called in before, and I make beer. And the amount of pretentious people, and I won't isolate just the craft beer, specifically.
But
I'm talking, But let's talk bourbon,
No one's
too,
pretentious over Miller.
Right.
No, bourbon snobs. Oh, boy. Oh, this
right.
This one's got a nice cedar scent to it. I think it tastes like gasoline. This is the best one.
I think you could wrap all snobs of whatever spirits into that. Wine, same thing.
Yeah.
But especially the people that make their own. Like, well, I've done the research and my craft beer is this, and I know all these notes and flavors. And you go, yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I have four taps in my house, and I love sharing my craft beer. I've been making it 15 years now. But, I mean, if you want a Miller Lite, go drink a Miller Lite. That's fine. You don't have to like my stuff.
I
like my stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
I have a friend who does craft beer brewing, and he's always giving me one to try. And every time I'm like, well, I don't think I care for this. And he'll tell me, you don't understand the flavor profile. Well, and I'm like, actually, I just don't like it.
Yeah, maybe I don't, but you're like right. It doesn't taste good.
That is such a pretentious statement, even if it's true.
Yeah.
Like if we were watching a basketball game together and you said something, you made an observation, comparatively, I would be an expert. I'm not an expert, but comparatively. If I just said, well, you don't really understand the game. At a higher level, you just know the ball goes through the basket. That is pretentious and condescending. Yeah.
Any hobby can be pretentious.
Yes.
But I think, I mean, the granddaddy of them all has to be equestrian, horse girls.
A lot of people saying yacht club people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sailing people.
And it's easy to do when you get into those high-end things. There is just a general air of snobbiness amongst that group.
Expensive hobbies. Skiing.
Oh, yeah. Number 13 on their list of the most, I already forgot the word.
The pretentious
Thank you.
Hobbies.
Pretentious hobbies is charcuterie board aficionados. That's not a hobby.
It can be.
Yeah.
I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm annoyed by them because that's stupid. It's meat and cheese, friend.
Yeah, just give me a cool platter of meats and cheeses and crackers. I'm good, man.
But knowing the different flavor pairings and, ooh, this fig jam would go perfectly with this prosciutto and put a little bit of this brie cheese on that. And
boy, you are really explaining why that's on this list.
Yeah.
I really like it.
She's trying. Yeah.
But also, all of my charcuterie boards that I ever have put together have come from Aldi.
They have a
fantastic selection.
Yeah.
But
I think it's all in the presentation because you can like all of those things.
Yeah.
But if you brought that in and you're like if Maitland brought that to Vlan, what you were just describing and you were describing what you just did, I wouldn't be over here going, boy, that is pretentious.
She knows her stuff. That looks delicious.
You know, the difference is if you see a normal charcuterie board that isn't as well conceived and you're like, I mean, is this person even trying?
Yeah.
That's where it becomes pretentious, right?
The pretentiousness comes about when it's not just your hobby, but it kind of becomes your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Maitland came in wearing only clothes that had like charcuterie boards on them, and that was your whole like being, then yeah, that would be kind of weird.
Yeah. My sister called me pretentious one time because I brought home Himalayan pink salt from college.
It is the superior of salt,
it
though.
Really, I mean,
it didn't realize Richie Rich was in the room.
You can tell a difference by taste, not just by feel in your mouth.
Yeah.
If it was an internal ingredient in something, you'd be like, oh, this is the Himalayan salt.
An internal ingredient would be harder, but if you handed me something and shook like salt right on top of it versus one versus the other.
You were blindfolded?
I think I could tell the difference. Mm-hmm. One of them's got more of that like rock salt taste.
Well, it's
and it's
bigger
so
too.
Good. Yeah, they're chunkier generally. Yeah.
That's, I think that'd be hard to. That's why it has to be like in a mix.
Yeah, you'd have to pulverize it and then see if you could tell. But
Chris in West Michigan, what's something that's pretentious when it becomes a hobby?
Cooking and extravagant overseas. No one likes it cooking.
The foodies who just want to show you how creative they are and how worldly they are.
How much they know about everything.
Yeah. My sister-in-law brings the most awful things that she's like, here's this Greek salad or God forbid flan. It's like, no one wants this. Like, make a Snickers salad, you know, bring a veggie tray from Costco. Fine. I don't want to eat your garbage.
I agree with you. The people that overthink bringing a dish where it's like, I know you asked me to bring baked beans. But instead, I brought this 7-layer salad made of all ingredients you've never heard of before from all parts of the earth.
My 7-year-old has a diet that consists of Cheez-Its and goldfish.
Yeah.
And when she brings over pizza with goat cheese and anchovies on it.
Right.
Yeah. Good call.
As a picky eater, I'm inclined to agree with you. But also as a picky eater, I feel I have no foundation to say anything from. Really, that's fair. Like a lot of the other guys on the football crew are foodies. And I have told them, if you guys want to pick a restaurant that all three of you like and you're worried about me, just go, man.
Yeah.
They always have something for losers at these restaurants. I can always find a burger or a chicken tender at almost every place. And if not, I'll be delighted to watch you eat good food, have a couple drinks, and then go order DoorDash when I get back to the room.
Could I have the loser menu, please?
Yeah.
It would be fun for restaurants to have the picky menu. I just like French fries and chicken tenders, plain burgers, and like butter noodles, but adult size.
Don't you dare put one spice in any of this.
Mm. Let's see. Coin collectors.
Stamp collectors.
Oh,
audiophiles.
Yeah.
This piece of vinyl.
Oh.
These speakers have a more broad, warmer sound. No, they don't.
Hear the treble?
Yeah.
CrossFitter fitness people can be pretentious. Yes, that one's coming in a lot. IndyCar fans are snobby. Pokemon card collectors are very pretentious. I don't think that's true.
Coffee drinkers.
You think?
Well, a lot of coffee drinkers are.
Yeah.
Where they have to have it. That's why so many really crazy specialty coffee stores thrive.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I love them. And I've had people tell me like, oh, there's no good coffee there. And I'm like, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
What's the least pretentious hobby? I'm going to say fishing, noodling, where you stick your hand in and a catfish bites you.
It would be tough to be a pretentious noodler.
Yeah.
But I would say that there are definitely fishermen who can be very pretentious about their gear and all that. Sportsmen are very particular about their gear. I would say aquariums.
Are unpretentious?
Are pretentious.
I think that's probably true. I'm good with that. I feel like I'm looked down a lot in the community because I say, hey, what's that blue one? And then they say the scientific name back to me and I'm like, yeah. The blue one.
Oh, dude, the bonsai tree community.
Oh,
God, get out.
So pretentious.
I'm not normally for rounding people up.
Free bear, shut up.